this is all very new to us. It's not something I think anyone's ever really prepared for. You just kind of go 1 minute at a time, and literally our minutes are planned out.
As we go on, you know, you start thinking, well, how I would like more people to hear my music because I think it's important.
Because we feel that music is the universal, international language, maybe universal language. It's great to actually go to another country and, you know, communicate and try to understand another person's culture.
But you have this great gift of music to give them that everybody can understand.
I was born in Youngstown, Ohio. I moved to Wickley, PA, then Pittsburgh, PA, then Boston, then Virginia, then Washington, D.C., and now New York, which is the original Global Village. So that's where I met Dimitri.
And I'm up from USSR. I came here in the United States in 1979. And I was blown away by the conglomeration of cultures in New York.
Younger DJ Towa Towa came from Tokyo 3 years ago. And he was studying, he was going to art school. And we were all going to schools at some point. But we all dropped out. And I guess we got hooked up in the club scene. Because it was fun. It's a combination of our roots, the different cultures, but also the different cultures within the scene, and the integrated club scene is really beautiful.
Me and Towa Towa were DJs, so we were able to, to get a response from the dance floor for our songs.
In terms of success, what really matters is that these DJs, who we've been fans of for so long, playing the records.
When we started out doing gigs, we weren't even really looking for a record deal. We were just getting our music out there.
With this whole project, we really thought about destiny to a certain extent. Like, the fact that we all hooked up was so powerful and meant a lot to us that we felt like this is maybe meant to happen. If these people mean so much to us, then there's got to be people in the business world that are gonna understand, you know, what we're doing.
What is love?
Pretty much everyone that we've worked with in this project are people that we really like and just people you want to work with. It's not like, oh, I need them, so I better just sign a deal. You know, it was just like we like them. And same with Bootsy Collins. I mean, we just kind of gravitate towards what we like. And he was obviously a huge inspiration to us. And so we sent him a demo tape, and he called us back. And that was like a dream come true.
When I came to the United States, that's what I was really into was rock music. But then I started gravitating towards dance music because it was just really inspiring. I've always been dancing. Even when I was into rock music, I would still go to the dance clubs as well. And I started DJing and started to like.
I was actually doing fabrics and costume design. I started go-go dancing to make some money, and that kind of freed me, because the joyous celebration that it is, I kind of opened my world up, and I just have to dance now. And if I don't dance, I start climbing the wall. And I've always loved music and been a big fan. That was like my saving grace. But I was more interested in fashion, and I was doing textile design. I don't think the fashion is really important when it comes to music. Music is on a much higher level.
Really important, I just say that it's not really fashion that we're really into. We're into style. I think there's a difference.
We're not really married, but we certainly are in love with each other. And we've known each other for 7 years. And we've been together for about almost 7 years.
Well, when we started Delight, it was really, the main thing was to accentuate positivity, to really bring that across. And we thought, you know, we were thinking of names, and it seems like Delight was the most delectable and delicious name that you could
think of. Groovy. With it. With all the soul, you know, delight. Well, the words to world click are kind of an important message that Delight wants to talk about. It's just an alternative to the destruction that people of living today on the planet are faced with in all areas, environmentally, AIDS, social injustice, all over. So we thought it's important to make some positive music to just throw around some new ideas. We named the album World Click because of one of the songs on it, which kind of summed it up. There's a lot of different ideas on the album, but that one we thought was good to name the album. The words are, we don't need a click to make our clock tick. Our click is the world. The world is our click. A small click is like a drip-in line. It happens all the time, but it's limited. Whereas a world click is like a skip through time. It's fine, and I'm digging it.
Seems to stop them. activity. Do you understand me? People are still having sex. Lust keeps on lurking. Nothing makes them stop. The safe thing's not working. People are still having sex. It's been going on for quite a while. Perhaps it's quite fashionable. It hasn't gone out of style. Sex. It's rather obvious. It's just what one expects. The evidence is all around that everyone in every town has had it one time or another in their life. At this very moment, people are still having sex in a downtown condo or street in the projects. Although you can't see them or hear their breathing sounds, someone in this world is having sex right now.
Thank you.